was that a great circus?
Well, don't start hollering for dinner, because it ain't ready yet.
Dinner? I already had 3 hot dogs, 2 boxes of popcorn, and a gallon of pink lemonade.
Boy, Uncle Charlie, what a circus. They had this bear who could ride a pogo stick.
You should have sent him over. I've been stuck here without a car and couldn't get to the market.
What do you mean, carrier, Ernie? You ought to be carrying me.
Too much circus for Ernie?
Oh, boy. I'm bushed.
Uncle Charlie, what wild animals. You should have been there.
Yeah, there was a real African lion hunt right in the center ring.
Yeah, they had natives and spears and rifles and noisemakers and beaters and...
Where was the lion?
He wouldn't come out of the cage.
Let's have our own wild animal African safari, right out and back.
Yeah, we can pound trash can tops together, too.
Wait a minute, fellas. We've had a pretty noisy day. Why don't you just hunt with spears, blunt spears? Make it a quiet safari, huh?
Come on, Ernie.
Wanna come? Watch it! The river's full of man-eating crocodiles.
Oh, well, I was just about to step into my war canoe. Greetings, great white hunters.
Greetings, Bwana.
And friendly chief from friendly tribe. Live across friendly river, beyond friendly mountains and friendly valley. Unfriendly lion is ravaging our herds, carrying off our people.
And you would like us to destroy this unfriendly lion?
We would be eternally grateful.
You have nothing to fear. We kill lion for you. Then can you grant us a boon?
Anything you desire.
Anything?
You have only to ask.
Gee, thanks, Dad. Is it okay if us great hunters sleep out in the tent tonight?
Okay, great white hunters.
So I can wake up from this. Wake up! There's a lion in the backyard!
Huh?
I'm not kidding! I saw him! A lion in the air!
Come on, Ernie. I don't want to play anymore tonight. Go back to sleep.
I'm not playing! There's a real live lion out there! He was licking a tray of fish!
You saw a real live dog. Now go back to sleep. Quit bothering me.
Please, Jim, come on, look. Just let me show him down. We'll both go back to sleep.
All right.
He's right over there. Well, he was there. See? Tramp's dish. He must have got scared when he saw me. I tell you, Jim.
That's all. See, nothing but your imagination and some shadows of that scrap lumber I've been trying to get you and Chip to stack up. Well, are you satisfied?
Sure. I was satisfied the first time I saw him.
From now on, lay off them hot dogs. Come on, let's get back to bed.
Did you hear that
noise? Yeah.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. Maybe Charlie's prowling around downstairs. Charlie! Oh. Charlie, what's going on?
It was Ernie, Steve. Too many hot dogs, if you ask me. Got him seeing things.
What kind of things?
Well, did you know there's a lion in the backyard?
A lion? No, but I knew about the crocodiles.
See, Dad, like I said, he's trying to get attention. He has to be constantly reassured that we love him.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, Charlie, I guess it's going to take a while before he feels he's part of the family.
What are we going to do about him claiming that he sees lions?
No, we just have to go along with it. Until he feels he really belongs.
Well, he better belong. If a stranger woke me up this time in the morning, I'd give him a fat lick.
You know, we try so hard to make him feel at home. I wonder if we've slipped somewhere. Well, good night, man.
Good night, Dad. Now what?
You're going outside there so I can get some shut-eye. Tomorrow I got an early wash day. Now, come on, get out. Eh?
I'm not in the mood anymore. Let's go in.
Something in the attic.
Oh, come on, Ernie. This is the last time I play circus with you.
There's something walking around up there.
Boy, that cornball. He never knows when to stop.
Well, maybe he won't stop till he gets fed and he eats people.
Ernie, that's not a lion. It's Robbie. Who ever heard of a lion in the house?
I didn't until now.
That phony growl.
You sure it's Robbie?
Yeah, I recognize his voice. There's only one thing to do.
What?
We'll play along with his gag. I know Robbie. It's the only way to get him to stop.
Chip, maybe we better stay here. I don't care if Robbie stops or not.
Well, I do. I'm tired. Pretend to be asleep. Oh, Robbie,
hang us. There's a lion in the house.
Where? Where?
We heard him, and he had a most fearsome growl. Didn't he, Ernie?
Well, you guys are flipped. You go back to bed and leave me alone.
Hey, Robbie, growl for us again.
Ow! Ow!
Well, Ernie, this is a good lesson for you, and I'm glad you're learning it early.
So am I. Only I'm not so sure just what it is I've learned.
My older brother is always being smart, Alex, and playing crummy jokes.
But you're my older brother, too.
Yeah, but I'm not so old to be doing dumb things like that, growling like a lion in the middle of the night. Next thing you know, He'll be sending you on a snipe hunt.
What in the attic?
A lion.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. You take the thorn out of his paw and tell me about it in the morning.
Dad, it's true. Nobody believes me.
Ernie, boy. Look, I'm glad you woke me up to tell me about this. Because that's one of the good things about being part of a family. I mean, you've got somebody to tell things to, no matter what hour of the night it is.
Well, I went up in that attic to see what was making this noise, and there behind the trunk was a lion.
Ernie, tell me something seriously. Now, what would a lion be doing up in our attic?
Sleeping.
Well, we don't want to disturb him, do we? I'll tell you what. First thing in the morning, all of us, your whole family, will go up in the attic on a safari. And then we'll lasso the lion or something and we'll put him in a cage, okay?
Uh-oh.
No, already he's not going to get you. I'll tell you, why don't you go in your room and find him in your own bed, huh? I'll go out to the tent and get Chip.
Chip's in bed in there. We called our safari off.
Oh, you did, huh? Good.
Dad?
Hmm?
Don't you think we ought to call the police or anyone like that?
Oh, you mean about the lion?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think we want to disturb the police this time of night. Besides, we want to save that expedition in the morning just for our family. Well, old Chipper's really knocking it off, huh?
Yeah, nothing bothers him.
There you go. Ernie, you know something? It was a lucky day for me when you moved in here.
Lucky for you?
Yeah. Before you came, well, there were a lot of things wrong, but, you know what bothered me most? The toothbrush holder.
You mean it was busted or something?
No, but, every morning when I'd brush my teeth, I'd get the feeling there was something wrong. You see, for years, there were four toothbrushes hanging there, Mike's, Robbie's, Chip's, and mine.
Oh, and Mike took his with him when he got married.
Yeah, and every morning I had this empty feeling.
Like cavities?
Well, no, I just had the feeling that, well, there was something missing. But now your toothbrush is hanging there, and everything's fine.
I'm awful glad you let me move in, Dad. But wouldn't it have been cheaper just to buy another toothbrush?
Well, you know, Ernie, I thought of that. But, well, it wasn't just the toothbrush. Things just didn't seem quite right. But as I say, now you're here, and everything's okay. Well, you better get to sleep now, huh?
Yeah.
Good night, Ernie.
Good night, Dad.
Don't forget to take off your glasses.
Dad?
Yeah, Ernie?
I won't bother you about that lion again, but you better keep your door closed.
Oh, I will. Good night.
Ernie. Hi there, Trampo boy.
All right, no jumping in bed with me and no snoring, okay? Good night.
Oh, come on, now, Tramp, settle down, huh, boy? Oh, Tramp. All right, that does it.
All right, you go downstairs. Sleep in your own bed, huh? Come on, now. Come on downstairs, go on.
Man, Tramp, you're getting a little gamey. We're going to have to give you a bath.
Escape from the circus or something.
Oh, he's in the bathroom, Jack.
He's in there, all right. Now look, if we can close the bathroom door into the hall,
yeah.
We got it.
Yeah.
Dad?
There's a lion in the bathroom.
I thought we weren't going to have the safari till morning.
This is a real lion.
So's the one in the attic. I don't suppose they could be the same one, do you?
Well, I hope so. Get back to your room.
Same one, all right.
Starting to come out in the hall again, huh? We've got to get to a phone.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get Charlie to call from downstairs.
Yeah, that's right.
Charlie!
Hey, Uncle Charlie!
Stop it, Tramp. Charlie!
Hey, Uncle Charlie!
Probably gone to sleep with his radio on again. I wonder what lion is now. Let's check. He's not out here in the hall. He must still be in the bathroom.
No, he's not in the bathroom, Dad. I just looked.
Well, then he must be in your room.
Yeah.
If we can get that door shut, we'll have him trapped. Let go.
In there, Dad?
I don't know. I didn't see it, but it must be. Hello?
This is Sergeant Foley at police headquarters. Now, don't panic. I'm warning everyone on your block there's an escaped lion in your vicinity. Hello? Hello?
Was he, Dad?
He almost got me. He was right back at the top of the stairs.
Well, what was the phone call?
Well, it was...
What are we going to do, Dad?
I don't know, but we got to do something.
Yeah. Hey, you're not going to hit him, are you? I mean, not with that.
No. I'll throw it up at the other end of the hall, and when he goes after it, I'll run downstairs and make a call on that phone.
But, Dad, lions don't fetch.
Well,
do they?
Maybe he'll think it's a... Well, we got to try it. Here, boy. Here, boy, now. Go get the slipper. Go get it now. Rob, he doesn't fetch.
What now, Dad?
I don't know. But I've got to get to a phone.
Yeah.
Rob, you stay here. Now, I'm going to try to get past the lion and get to the downstairs phone.
Well, good luck, Dad.
Yeah, thanks. Nice boy. Nice lion. That's the boy. Eat up the slipper and eat it all up and you can have the other one.
Here, boy. Here, Raja. Come on, boy. Time to go home. Here, boy. Here, Raja.
Hey, Dad, what's going on?
You mean you've slept through all this?
Slept through all what?
I'll tell you about it.
Come, Raja. Into the truck. What do you mean running off like that? Ach, du lieber, you had me so worried. Come now.
Okay, it's all clear now, folks.
You're sure, officer?
Yes, sir, I'm sure. Boy, it's a good thing we got that phone call.
Yeah. I didn't make any phone call.
Well, some little kid named Ernie.
Ernie, how did you make a phone call? You were shut up in your room all the time.
No, I wasn't. I shinnied down the drain pipe and went next door to phone. I didn't think you'd mind, Dad.
What are you thinking, Ernie? Well, they got him on the truck now. Good night, Mr. Douglas.
Good night, officer, and thanks very much. Yeah. Well, I guess Roger's gone, all right.
Boy, what a relief.
Why don't I tell the kids at school?
Ernie, why didn't you tell us it was a real lion?
I tried to, Dad.
Well, next time, try harder, Ernie.
See, Dad, now we're going to have to think of some other father and son activities for tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Well, let's all get together.
Good morning. You're tuned to TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning, an eye-opening lineup of your favorite shows, two in a row. And up next, it's two episodes with a typical American teenager in search of true love, or at least a girlfriend who will respect him. Stay tuned for two episodes of The Dobie Gillis Show, here on TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning,